Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you back to episode 99.9 of the Group Chat Podcast.
Just breathe.
Podcast. Today I am joined with my friends on the day before episode 100.
100.
And I must say before we start, make sure you are using code GROUP at gamersups.gg for 10% off your products, including Lean. Let's get into the podcast. So much to talk about, so little time.
Goo wop.
Yeah,
wow, that was amazing.
What that was pretty good. That was a good first take. good job, guys.
Is that method acting? Is that what that's like, called?
You said that yesterday.
I said that yesterday for like GMod.
I think that's just improv.
It's improv.
That's his favorite improv? Word. Okay, wait, what's method acting?
It's like when you get into the character. Yeah, you become the.
It's like when the Joker makes a joke. That's method acting.
The Phoenix guy when he becomes crazy for like half a year.
Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, Joaquin. Joaquin. I don't know.
Joaquin.
Dude, they announced the release date for the second one, October 4th.
Wait,
they also delayed Batman
with the same actor.
Oh, they got beef.
They keep delaying.
Same actor and Lady Gaga's Harley Quinn.
Wait, don't forget this. Don't forget this. It's a musical as well.
I think that'll be a banger.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's a musical.
Can I address something?
Yeah.
The fact that this episode is 99.9.
Oh my god.
The reason for that, there's a good reason why we said 99.9.
Tell them what we missed last week.
So,
right. Because nobody knows, right?
Nobody. No.
Only a
no,
few
I think
people.
We mentioned it on. We went live a few times.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't say it publicly. No, most people.
No, no, most people don't know.
No one.
So, what happened last week?
Why well, we dude. Didn't upload a podcast?
Oh.
What happened last week? We recorded two podcasts.
Oh, yeah, that. I'm so, sorry. Yeah, I thought there was
there,
something else.
There are two episodes out. No, they're not out. Sorry, they're in the vault. One of them has video, no audio. One of them has audio, no video. So
Back-to-back days, we had to record these, and they both broke.
Can I explain like the timeline of what happened?
Guys.
I'm in my room. Yeah. I'm in my room editing, and Larry's like, bro, something went wrong. No, we're not. There's no audio, but there's video. I don't know what happened. This is like so weird. We have to re-record. And I'm like, okay, we could do that. Surely they won't mind. We sit down, we re-record. I'm back in my room the next day. This is like the next day after the first one. I'm in my room and I hear a knock, and he's like, Isaac. And I'm like, yeah, buddy. He comes in, he's like, dude, I don't even know what happened, bro. I swear to God, I said everything up right. It just didn't work. I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, There's all the audio, but there's no video. And I'm like, dude, what? And then we're sitting there, and I'm like, they do not want to do a third. There's no way. We had an idea. We were going to do it. I don't know what deterred Larry from uploading it, but...
Because we
combined the full video from the first one and the full audio from the second one.
And I gave the green light. I was like, upload it.
Yeah. And so we cut it up and everything. And it was really fucking funny because Tanner would like crack up, but he was sitting there like, make a still face.
Like,
and then just give no context.
Yeah, exactly.
No. We did give a context. We actually recorded that same night. We recorded like 15 minutes of us like introing it. Like, yep. This is what we made now.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then after that, we like became like a TV network. And I was like, and then Tanner would be like, on this reporting news, there's going to be a giant train going through the city. And then Isaac's like,
buy red.
Yeah. Buy red water.
green water.
Green water. Okay, you hear that, right? Would you listen to that?
What is green water?
That's what I'm saying.
It's a commercial.
That's what we talked about.
We made up commercials.
We basically just played interdimensional cable from Rick and Morty.
We made commercials for like 30 minutes.
That's my eyes, Johnson.
Well, I'll say this. Guys, I don't want you all thinking that we have like the hardest lives ever and recording a podcast for 1 hour is like the end of the world.
Okay, but three.
It's just really annoying when you guys like we talked about some great topics those last two podcasts.
We were laughing so hard at one thing. What was it?
Oh my god!
I think we were like,
sorry guys, we don't remember.
We were doing.
I think it was exactly this is
specifically
the,
like it was. Didn't we do an autism test?
Dude, are these
test?
Cameras on?
Was that when we did the autism test?
They better be on.
I don't see a red.
Look, it's recording.
I don't see a red camera.
Where's the red? Because it's recording Grunk right now. It's on camera
hey
four,
guys.
Which is Grunk.
Yeah, well, you guys better be seeing this right now or I'm going to freak out.
We have like...
Yeah.
This is scary. PTSD. We're actually kind of scared right now.
Wait, can
someone get up and check?
I don't like that.
This is the third one in a row. I don't want to risk it.
Hold on.
We did do an autism test and Tanner failed.
Yeah.
I got a few points, dude.
Yeah, he failed his autism test.
Yeah, but there was one thing that was so funny we were dying at. And it
I think it's exactly what you're doing right now. This is the third week. The third podcast in a row he's
again.
Playing with the toy.
Hey.
Tanner was fingering the fucking chair.
Wait,
you
I'm
were
in Groundhog's
back
Day.
And forth.
I'm in Groundhog's
Day. This is Groundhog's Day. Oh, my God.
It was a different thing. It was the next podcast. I literally have no idea, but it was so funny. I'm sorry, guys. The funniest joke of all time was said, and everyone doesn't even get to hear
it's
it.
It's lost the time.
I
what
promise.
Did it have to do with?
No idea, but we were laughing so hard. Harder than we've ever
I
laughed before.
Remember.
Dude, I can't even remember last night or like an hour ago because I was asleep
was,
20 minutes ago.
Did it have
ago.
Something to do with the...
No clue. Zero clue. All I know is like I laughed and then like my brain spiked in this area. It was either Isaac or Nick. It was one of you two.
Spiked? What does that mean?
What do we do?
It was like my dopamine like boner went bloop. So you guys caused the joke.
What?
One of you two did it. It wasn't that guy. It wasn't that guy. It wasn't that guy.
Go back. Go back.
It wasn't me.
Go back.
We have to go back and look then.
I have to go back. Yeah.
Sorry,
I'm okay. Listen, I'll still upload the episode. We
yeah,
can just do like we
Patreon.
Can just call it like
to our Patreon.
To our Patreon.
We're gonna put it behind $1,000 paywall.
Yeah. Get yeah. on. You'll never know what the joke.
The funniest
is
joke ever. I'm gonna call it the funniest joke ever said.
$1,000.
$1,000.
We're gonna sell it to like comedyclub.com.
By the way, I want to give a quick shout out to somebody that I saw recently. So there's this guy named Crippy.
Damn, that was fast.
Okay, yeah, I already had it set up. There's this guy named Cryptic on Twitter, and all he's been posting is just lean on different cups.
That's
he's
hard.
He's got to talk about, you know what I'm saying?
That's fitting. That looks good.
You know what I'm saying? He's got the Simply Orange.
Yeah. Simply Lean?
Yup. Felt a little silly. He got the fucking Chili's cup.
He stole a Chili's cup?
Damn. He stole it just
that's
for
a
us.
A go one. That's a go.
He put it in the Coca-Cola bottle.
That looks
really
good. Dude, could you imagine if we bottled lean? That looks like...
Oh, wait. He should have done Sprite, bro. Oh,
he should have done Sprite.
That looks
Sprite.
Ethereal. That's like, in a store, if I walked by that in a store, I'm definitely buying it.
I'll try it
that
out.
That looks
yeah.
pretty.
Yeah.
That's a pretty
it's got the color. Wendy's cup.
Okay,
come on, baby.
Classic, classic.
Come on, baby. And he's got the
Jack in the Box
XL. Baby.
The phone.
Dude,
that one looks.
How
scary
often is
that.
He eating out? Is he
pretty?
Eating
I mean,
out,
let's
like,
see here.
Day?
This was like Feb to 21st.
Oh yeah, it's over the course of like a
oh,
month.
Don't
and
judge
half.
Him.
First,
how often
26?
Do we eat?
Hey,
out?
Come
I
on.
Can do this all in a
yeah,
day.
No, yeah, we
every
could
day.
Do.
No, I'm just asking.
You also got the look at that.
It's this guy. It's this guy.
It is this guy.
He's working hard in that jacket.
Look at that.
Yeah.
He's wearing a hoodie.
Oh. Monkey 3.
Yeah, boo. He's a supporter of everything we do.
Dude, exactly.
Wow. Shout out to
Merry Christmas.
Shout out, bro.
Shout out Cryptic, man. You're the GOAT.
He's awesome. The best. If you're listening to this Cryptic, you know what to do. You got to do the Sprite.
I'm going
to
give you guys a challenge by the end of this episode. We're going to use the same hashtag as we did before, which is the group chat podcast. We'll get to that later. But yeah, I just want to give a quick shout out because I was looking through the hashtag and this guy just kept posting the drink in different cups. I was like, dude, yes.
Yeah,
I want to keep supporting that.
I'm not
so.
Gonna lie, I feel like awesome. A subreddit. I really feel like we're big enough. We could do a subreddit.
We already have a subreddit.
You
that's
think so? Yeah, but like an actual one where like we'd actually like remember to do it. You know, building that habit of checking and like.
I'll make one if you guys want to do that.
Nah, it's okay.
That'd be cool.
Nah, it's fine.
So you bring up the idea and now you're like, nah,
it sounded good in theory, but we'd have to maintain it. And
Ethereum.
Yeah, it sounded good in Ethereum.
We up.
Dude, I'm going to tell you guys right now, Bitcoin is going to go to the moon next year. Get your Bitcoin now while you can.
No.
You're like the guy.
I don't know about all that,
baby.
I'm trying.
Yeah, well.
No, look at that. It's going down.
We are not a financial podcast.
We are not. Yeah, we have to actually. Yeah. We have to actually say that. We are not financial
If we were
advisors.
A financial podcast, we'd make so much money from YouTube. It'd be insane.
I want to get a whole Bitcoin.
Wait, guys, look. It says 420.
That must be April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
Speaking of April Fools, this is a
it's
good
almost
segue.
420.
It is almost 420. But
I
have
birthday.
What was like, huh? Snoop Dogg.
420.
Happy
it is.
Birthday, Snoop Dogg.
It's Adolph's birthday.
Is it actually?
Oh, yeah.
420.
Oh,
look it up.
It is.
I don't want to look.
I believe,
that
I believe
you. You're gonna have to blur all of this.
No,
this
I don't think so.
Go.
I think so. You're fine.
April 20th, 1859.
Wow.
That guy's dirt and old. And
damn, he died 10 days after his birthday.
1859 yeah, or 1889?
He was 6'9".
What did he sound sad?
I know, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Oh, this is the craziest thing
I don't know why
ever.
I sounded upset.
What kind of party was that?
That was a bad one.
Yeah, you sad about that?
No, I lied. I wanted to talk about April Fools because I just saw something that is blowing my effing mind. I need to get it off my chest. But before I do, what was there anything about April Fools that you guys saw that was like,
yeah, it was a world record amount of jokes told yesterday.
What?
Oh, I know. I know one.
Dude, who's counting?
No one's counting.
One, two.
I know.
Three.
What?
Yesterday, what? I played Overwatch, and they had a really silly update.
They do. They
Discord! Edit. Discord! You.
Yes, Discord. Yes, can I tell the story?
Yes.
Wait. What was yours?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I got really excited.
yeah, I'm really excited too. I need to talk about it.
Because I figured it out.
Right, no, it's fine.
I figured it out.
It was a puzzle piece.
No, it's fine.
Talk
guys.
To me. Talk to me about Overwatch, man. Come on. Let me hear it.
Well, Bastion. In Overwatch, they had a lot of updates to the characters and certain champions and their heroes or whatever they're called in the game.
You know, operator.
Did Cassidy
heroes?
Does Cassidy go like it's 9 p.m.?
Yeah, So like, what's her face? Widowmaker would be like activating wall hacks and like her, like she could see through everything. Or like they made all the healers
broke the game?
In the game. They made the support fun.
Really?
Brig was like, they made Malga, who's like a tank, by the way. He's got like what 500 heal.
That's
like
a
health.
First.
They made him have 135 health, and he was tinier than Torbjorn.
Oh my like god, that's why I joined your
Malga, dude. Malga's like this big. Like
Malga was tiny.
I thought you were playing like arcade mode because I saw you were playing with Greasy. There was a Moira that became like triple your size and then just shrunk.
Yeah,
I
was like, Brig was permanently like huge and tall and shit.
Yeah.
Zenyatta, when he charges up his right click where he can like throw multiple orbs, he just floats away. Like he just flies around the wall.
I don't play that game, but I really hope that they make like the least picked heroes like the most fun on days like that, because that seems like fun.
I think they do.
They made all of the supports, which usually people don't like to play support too much. They made all of them so fun. And Mercy has like her main staff that she can heal or help damage boost. They took away her pistol, and you fire through her staff now.
What?
Oh my god!
I didn't. We were supposed to play yesterday. I didn't get to it with you.
Yeah,
I apologize. I had to go to bed too.
Yeah, it's all right, man.
But okay, so. Speaking of April Fools, we need to talk about this because this just happened yesterday. Discord now owns the world record for the most amount of views garnered in 24 hours at a whopping 1.4 billion views on a YouTube video. Go ahead and look up YouTube. What had happened was they rolled out a loot box thing yesterday.
VC.
Some way, somehow.
What?
Every click or something like that equated to one view. That is the new record, and that will never get broken because it's a ViewBot, technically.
What? Oh my god.
They gotta take it down.
Oh, what is this ad? Whoa, we're getting like
Do you know what else happened that I heard? I read, I don't know if it was true or not, but I read on Twitter that it also auto-played on people's Discord.
Yes, that's what that was. That's how it started.
That's when you click the loot box, it plays once, I believe, and the second click is another play. I don't know.
Dude,
but 1.4
upload your videos like that.
Dude,
like, how'd they do that?
Can we watch it? It's 17 seconds.
Take the server, auto-play your video immediately.
Dude, can we get the banner?
It is crazy. This is
the Discord
crazy.
Banner.
The banner?
Oh, yeah, our Discord banner. Can we make it like a video?
A YouTube video? Yeah, let's try that.
It's integrated and you actually get RPM.
What is this video?
It's a little MooBot. He turned into a
MooBot. Have you not seen these yet?
No, I did. I opened one.
Yeah, I opened all of them and got a clown emoji or whatever. That's
this
all
is
it
real
is.
Though. This is staying, right? It's like not just. It's not for one day.
I think it's only for one day.
That was it.
That was it.
That 17 second clip.
Wow.
That was the best video ever made.
Dude. For all the people who worked really hard and like got really lucky and you know whatever got the most viewed video, just got beat out by people who weren't trying.
Dude, God's
plan. That kind of sucks.
God's plan now has less views than that. That's great
already.
Yeah, this surpassed like 99% of Billboard top 100 songs.
They're still on top.
Okay,
it's almost there though.
By what? 100 million views?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be broken.
Can we just listen to God's plan this whole podcast?
No.
Dude, I remember looking at the video and I was like,
how many?
Oh,
8.4. 8.4
There's
billion.
There's not even that many people in the world.
There's not.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't think that's watching it that much. This video
you
is not going to. This video is not going to surpass that amount of views. However, the most amount of views in 24 hours, world record,
absolutely.
Never going to be broken. Ever.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. It's
unless
never.
Discord makes another loot
unless
box.
Dude, video. VC4 AI is on out. The way. Come I on, think bro. It'll be broken.
I think AI will.
What? Did he spill water everywhere?
Spill water everywhere.
Did it actually spill?
God damn it!
Oh my god, it did.
Motherfucker.
Well, Isaac's got to clean up his mess so our furniture doesn't get destroyed from his water spill.
We're going to have so many ants.
Was it only water?
It was just water. It was water. I'm going to make an episode where like ants are sitting down and they're like talking through the mic.
It's between Tanner and Isaac who have the habit of leaving containers open.
Don't bring me. He knocked it down. Don't put my
Isn't
name
that yours?
In
that
sense. Oh, no, here we go.
Yeah, it is. What is it? You drank out of that.
No.
Two podcasts ago that we... I think it was when we were recording it. Yeah, because I was like, is this yours? And you're like...
Hey, Isaac knocked it down. Get away from me.
Oh, deflecting.
They're definitely both guilty for sure. I'll find like I literally one day I had to close the same bottle of Advil three times. I'm like, what are these dudes doing? Like, no,
Isaac's worst habit is the microwave, dude. You fucking leave that shit open all the time,
dude. You leave it open like it has to breathe.
Probably
that was hot.
Shit.
Wait, actually,
old Chipotle.
Grunk, I wanted to ask you, do you or any of your roommates have any like horrible habits? Or are you guys like pretty clean? Clean.
No, we're actually chill as hell. The only thing that like we have a fart policy because Cam doesn't like farts for some reason. So like
he doesn't like farting himself?
No. No, he just doesn't. He thinks it's gross and it's which is fine.
He
it's,
grosses
like,
himself
I mean,
out.
I guess. But like
dude, I
every
fart.
Time
Does
I
he
fart,
think
I have to be like, I farted, and I'm sorry if it smells. Like, sorry.
You should drive by fart and then Dutch oven him.
You should bring him here.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Dutch ovening is pretty awesome. Just trap, you two should cuddle one night and then just like fart into the blanket and bring him underneath.
Yeah,
you guys,
maybe we should.
Maybe. I mean, you guys can't, you can't make it dirty because like, if you make it dirty, it's so small, you would just, it would, you couldn't even walk.
Yeah. Right. Wait, what do you do if you have to fart? What's your policy?
In your fart policy.
What's your
wait?
What's
bring
your
him in. Bring him in.
Yeah, bring your friend.
We gotta hear the fart policy.
You have a fart policy.
Okay.
Explain
I'm
his
gonna
fart
change
fetish.
My. Actually, no, I'm not gonna do that. Okay.
Yeah, just
so
have him speak into the microphone.
Oh, it's Isaac.
It's me.
Yo, Camden.
Hey, Camden.
Hello, world.
What's your policy for farting, bro?
You don't like farts, dude.
If it can be helped, I don't like when people fart in my like vicinity, you know what I mean? Like,
that's
like
fair.
Like, yeah, nobody likes that.
Like personal.
Can I ask? Like, do you fart?
No, I don't fart.
Damn,
do you hold it in?
Never have, never will. I
you
just have like
a bag.
Giant bubble of gas inside my stomach. And
you burp?
Do you bloat?
I might burp if the time is right.
Time is right.
The time is right. Is this like a sacred art?
Do you leave to fart? Like you go outside. Like a cigarette.
If I can help it, I will try to like exit to another room to fart.
Holy
that's,
okay.
That's polite.
He's a shy farter.
You're polite.
So are you a shy shitter?
Dude, no.
You're an excited
I shit loud
shitter.
As fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn. What?
He's excited shitter.
I was like,
what is the point?
What if like you're in like a stall and then Tanner and I like open that door real fast and start banging on the stall door and be like, who's shitting in there?
What are you doing?
Dude, I know those shoes. Like, we start like yelling at you.
Is that Grunk's friend Cannon?
I'll just be like,
fucking let it out.
Okay. Let it all out. That whole gas bubble and everything.
That's a real rule, though. I don't really like when people fart at me or near.
Dude, you do it all the time to us.
Okay, well, yeah, but I don't like when it's done back.
No,
it's not fair.
Yeah, Isaac, you're the worst.
Dude, I'm not the worst.
Dude.
No.
Thank you, Camden.
Thank you, Camden.
Have a nice day.
Dude, you turn into a statue and you look right at someone and you're like, and then you just let it go.
And it lasts for like 3 seconds.
Yeah, the most polite farter is Yummy. He runs away.
Yummy's not polite. Yummy blames other people. And by other people, I mean the house.
That's
not
true. I only blame the house. I literally
he
fart
blames
and I look,
the house.
Like,
dude, this house is weird as
that's
fuck.
That's not true. That's not true.
He'll shit his pants and be like, what the hell?
There was an episode. There was an episode we did where we were like setting up everything and he farts. And like there was like a barrier where I couldn't cross because it smelled so bad.
Okay.
And then it got so bad that these guys were like stretching my bathroom. They're like, where's the smell coming from? Is it in here?
That was
dude. What else could it have come from?
Second wave of like hell.
Oh yeah, I don't know where that came from. Dude, it just smelled like ass. It smelled like sewage. Yeah, I remember like that.
Dude, I swear to God, I know what my own farts smell like. I smelled it and I was like, that's gonna be bad. I was like, Larry, just don't even come over here, dude. It's horrible. And I smelled it. It was bad. And it stayed. And then it went away. And I was like, all right, it's good now. And then like 10 seconds later, I was like, oh my God. I was like, where did that come from?
Dude, when we were recording a video, a group video a few days back, I just remember we were setting up gear, and there were people that weren't just in the group. There were people helping set up gear, and like Yummy farted, and he's like, and I never saw him get so flustered in his life. He's like, oh my god, nobody come over here. Oh my god, it's getting worse. We gotta open a window. I'm sorry, y'all.
There's no fan.
He's like fanning the air, and he's like, oh, it's so bad. And there was like two girls that were around, and he was getting so flustered.
I was like, this is the fart corner, and I was like, burr? And I was like, oh god, it's leaving the fart corner. It's turning into the fart room.
Shit,
I was like, shit, it was supposed to stay in the corner.
The leash snapped. You're like, oh shit, no.
Dude, there was I was thinking about what Camden said, and he worded something funny. It reminded me of Nick the other day. We were watching the Outdoor Boys, and they went to England to go to like a castle, and they were just like filming at these castles with their normal cameras, just how they normally do all the time. And I was like looking at what they were wearing, and I was looking at the weather, and it was like sunny. And I was like, do you think this was filmed recently? And then Nick looked at me, and he was like in our day and age. And I was like, what do you mean in our day and age? Like, with their modern cameras.
Our day and age.
The Outdoor Boys went back in time to, like, the 1300s to go to a new castle.
I was like, what do you mean in our day and age?
I didn't mean it that way, and I was like, I was trying to clear it up. I'm like, I don't even know why I said that. I didn't even mean that. He just laughed.
In age.
He just couldn't stop laughing. I walked away to go to the bathroom, too, remember? I
was like, oh, you got nervous?
I was, like, going to pee, and I was like, in our like our day and age,
and I was like, I was like, no, like 3 weeks ago, not our like what
our day and age.
It was like one of those things that I meant it in a way that it was like, you know, recently, but I for some reason said something totally wrong. Yeah,
it's probably something you watched, you know, and then you just kind of brought it up.
Yeah, you just say some weird saying that absolutely doesn't apply at all, like something random. You just like, apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, when it absolutely doesn't like make sense. You know what I'm saying?
When did you bring that up?
Yeah, whatever.
Didn't I
yeah.
bring that up recently? Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. I think I said something about that.
What if it's a windy day?
What does that mean?
Bad day.
It does fall far.
What if your mom gives birth to you on a bad day?
No.
Is this what the podcast has come to? Did you guys just start like critically unpacking the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? And like taking in the weather conditions of... how far the apple would fall?
Dude, I swear we had a bit on Discord that we used to say that.
The apple doesn't far
fall. We used to look up sayings and just like randomly say them when they never applied
at all. No, that's real.
It's like in a video. Isn't it in a video?
Yeah. I swear to God, it's an old one, bro. All this time.
Yeah,
and it has to be.
I can't remember what the hell we said. Oh.
Coming back. Oh, hold on, guys.
What is he saying?
He's having a vision.
Processing.
He's having a vision.
Nah, it's gone.
Oh.
But I remember...
This is off topic, but iShow Speed was on stream driving his brand new Lamborghini that he bought, his first car ever, and he was going over 150 miles an hour without a seatbelt on.
Bro?
Oh my god.
On stream?
Did he get banned?
Yes,
that's kind of dangerous.
Damn, he's criminalizing him. That's kind of like, dude, don't do that. You're going to get banned. And then other people are like, he's going to go to jail. What do you mean?
Yeah, they can't.
Yeah, he's going to get banned. You're going to get banned.
Oh, shit, was that TOS?
Oh,
I shouldn't do
did
that.
You see there was a football player who died?
Yeah, it was something Davis.
Vontae Davis.
Vontae Davis passed away at the age 35. I don't. Can we look up? Like,
there was also another.
Hit and run.
There was.
Yeah, Rice.
Yeah,
there were other football players that got into a car accident from like from racing.
That was bad. That was
it was like a 6-car accident.
Yeah, there's
bad. He fled the scene
too, which is worse.
Vontae Davis, a 2-time Pro Bowl cornerback over 10 seasons. Damn. Police said Monday the officers responded to a medical call after a house assistant found Davis deceased.
Is foul play whenever like somebody else has an involvement in their death? So.
Yeah, like he was killed.
Wow.
But go back. I don't know.
Tampering or something.
Did
not
he just pass?
I guess so. Maybe he had something.
It says sudden passing, but
could have been a heart attack.
Can you look up cause of death? Is that too insensitive to do on a podcast? I'm really curious because 35 is pretty damn young. Really
I
damn young.
I think parents, I think the family can choose to keep it like
private.
Yeah, they can. Yeah. They can.
It's probably private.
That's sad. There's a really funny clip of him, like in an interview.
Dying too young. Yeah. Wait, click that.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's crazy how like Bronny James had a heart attack one time.
Oh, that's
I forgot he had that.
That's scary.
Bronny James.
And how young is he?
How old is he again?
He's like
he's 19 or 20, 18, 19.
Dude, I crazy.
I think he's 18.
Oh my god, he's younger 18. Than me.
Is he 18?
He's 19. 2004.
Oh, he's turning 20. That's
crazy, dude.
Bro, he's younger than Grunk.
He's barely 19.
Imagine being LeBron James' son.
Wait, he's Grunk's age.
No, I'm older by 4 days. 4 days.
You are. He's October 10th.
Holy.
Or, no.
Do you think you can beat him in basketball?
October 4th. Sorry.
October 4th or 2nd?
2nd.
Oh, yeah, that's right. October 2nd.
Mm.
Damn. Dude, that's crazy. Do you think that because he had a heart attack, he's like scared to have another?
Yeah.
I think everybody's scared to have another heart attack. Like, what was one.
That's so crazy to be like not in that.
It's probably stress, pressure.
Stress, pressure.
I think it happened at practice.
Dude, imagine.
Oh, so yeah. it was chill and not stress?
It was just very intensive. I mean, it could just be like genetically maybe. I don't know all the factors that went into it, but, you know, you're putting a lot of stress in your heart going through all that cardio regardless.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know why I did that. What the fuck?
There's like a lot of high school players that have heart attacks in football, basketball, just from drinking too much energy drinks, too much caffeine, and then like putting a lot of strain on your heart.
Uh-oh.
Damn. Oh.
You gotta be careful.
Why uh-oh? What happened?
I'm Mr. Caffeine.
Oh, you are?
Hey, my Mr. Water, how are you?
Have I preached about the Cardemic on this podcast?
The Cardemic?
You've talked.
That's been going on for years.
Briefly
dude.
Mentioned it, but that's.
I know it has been, but now it's even more prevalent. And I am here to put out a freaking PSA.
PSA.
Stop everyone smoking listen. Carts.
You mean like.
They're terrible.
Off the street, right? Like weed carts.
Yeah. Well, I just mean like. Yeah,
non-dispensary,
yeah.
Like for pens,
like pens and shit. Just like don't do vape weed. Don't do vape weed. Only do flower weed because vape weed is like bad. Like the juices stay in your lungs and you'll get bronchitis at like 30 or younger. And like all these big streamers are getting high on stream off of carts, and they're promoting it to the youth, and they need to get off of the carts.
Come on,
because carts are terrible. They turn your brain off. They make you forget everything.
Come on, son.
Like they're done. Don't do carts, guys.
Mr. Water, this is Mr. Weed.
Mr. Weed, nice to meet you.
Mr. Caffeine.
People should be putting water in their bottles. People should be putting water in their bodies.
Caffeine is the... Out. Although maybe the America's most addictive drug, I believe caffeine can actually...
I'm actually pretty addicted to water right now.
I can be addicted to caffeine, right but now. Also water.
Sorry, dude.
Mr. Water's drinking water.
Do you know who invented
what are you drinking, Mr.
bottled
caffeine?
Water?
Huh?
Do you know who invented bottled water?
Who? Waterheimer.
Mr. Waterheimer.
Weinstein.
Waterstein. I don't know.
It was Will Smith from Shark Tale.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I had a blast with you yesterday.
Why? Did you pull that up?
Will Smith did not invent bottled
he
water.
Did. In Shark he Tale. Did. He did. Will Smith in Shark Tale, fish guy, made up the water bottle.
Just water.
Here, look up. No, you can't look up Will Smith. Look
oh,
up.
Look, he made all these.
Look up Oscar Shark Tale bottled water.
It's like a 2 second clip. It's not even going to come up, I don't think.
Water bottle? Or is it memorable?
Watered bottle?
Click that.
Good enough.
Yeah, click that. Watch.
What website are we on?
Bottled water.
There it is. That's all you need.
Okay, yeah.
What?
He invented it. You saw that. This is the. You can look up like
water.
Words from a movie, and it comes up with
bottled
water. Bottled water.
Well, I guess he did it.
Angelina Jolie in the movie. She a bad bitch fish.
Dude, I love that fish. Mm. I love that fish so much.
Goodness gracious.
What are you looking at me for? Bro?
Sorry. I love that fish so much.
Yeah, I got back from the gas station with Yummy, and I was like, I gotta eat my food. So I tried to turn on Train to Busan. Oh my god, Tubi.
We watched
Go
2 minutes
fuck
of
yourself.
It. We watched 2 minutes of it, and then what happened?
And then the first word that was spoken was hola. I said,
The whole movie was in Spanish.
The whole movie was in Espanol. I didn't even know.
Did you guys watch with subtitles?
No, they don't even have that. They just had like a... It literally said it was in English, but it was only Spanish. It was weird.
Yeah,
broken.
So I watched like that, and I was like, what the hell? And I looked it up on my phone, and the fucking... the English version isn't coming out for another month. The Spanish dub.
Why are you using Tubi?
I woke up to
what is
Train to Busan like playing.
That's a good
and
movie.
I was like,
how did we watch it the first time?
And I fell back asleep.
We can't watch it anymore.
Yeah,
it's about like zombies.
Yeah, zombies. It's a cool Korean movie. Yeah, look at all those options. It's on Netflix, but why do I have to? Why? Why did it bring me to Tubi?
Because it's free.
I think I have every single one of those except for the last one.
You should have gone to Plex, man. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know Plex. You're right.
Or Peacock. I feel like Peacock has everything.
Peacock's pretty dope.
What's Peacock?
Peacock's another movie thing. I heard Train to Busan was the first movie to hit 200% Rotten Tomatoes.
200?
200? Yeah, they broke the scale?
That's a headshot in Fortnite with a shotgun.
That was a dope movie. Wait,
anyways, after the Train to Busan catastrophe, I just threw the remote on Yummy. I said, just pick anything. He was like, all right. And he picked something. He was like, what movie do you think I'm going to turn on? It has Will Smith in it. And I'm like, God, Shark Tale.
Yeah, that was his like, first Will Smith movie that came to his mind. Shark Tale. Yeah, I don't know why.
It's because it was the
Legend.
First.
I am Legend.
Yeah, I am Legend. iRobot. Like every single everything.
We already
Legend,
watched it.
iRobot, iPhone.
It's crazy
iPod.
To me that none of you guys have seen Concussion. Like I mentioned it in the car.
I've seen it.
Have I've seen you? Facing the Giants.
Isn't it a good movie?
They played it in school. Yeah,
I've seen Remember the Titans. So
yeah, it's kind of like that.
I've seen that.
Yeah, that's
it's not dude. We were supposed to.
Okay. I've seen that.
We were supposed to watch it in school, and we took a quiz on it.
Wow. That
yeah, that's exactly what happened to me, too.
That was
what
dope. The fuck? Did you ever see Michael? Oh, shit. Forgot the name of the movie.
Fucking
Michael Brown.
Michael Brown?
No.
No.
Have you ever seen?
Big Sandra Bullock, big football guy.
No, it's Blindside.
Oh, yeah.
Blindside.
That was like
was,
my mom's
Blindside
favorite movie for like ever.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it? Aren't
I think
those...
that healed racism in America for like a year.
Wasn't it a Christian happened? Movie?
People started being fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, people are still evil. Yeah,
they made the Avengers.
Everybody started hating each other.
Who made the Avengers?
Right after Blindside, the Avengers came out, and they like did better than the books.
And then Dude, War and Hatred came
why
out.
Why was mm-hmm. Marvel like the biggest thing of all time when Avengers ended, like Avengers came out?
Because it was lit, like, unfortunately.
It was lit. It was lit.
It was
it was
indubitable.
Like when I saw Captain America hold that like hammer, I was just like,
yeah, it was
like, okay, all right.
Standing ovation like, in the movie theater.
I was like, this is keynote.
Dude, yes.
There is no more great environment, like no better environment that's awesome and amazing than going on like the first day an Avengers movie drops and you're in the movie theater.
It's
because like they all freak out. People are like dressing up as shit. They're all clapping. Yeah. They're all dude,
the
they're
damn
all
Marv heads, bro.
The Marv heads.
Marv heads.
Marv heads.
They ruin
Marv
everything.
Marv heads, dude. I'll be real.
I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, they're like no, Disney
Marvel,
adults.
Dude,
yeah,
Marvel has become so fans. Washed up. It's like kind of disgusting.
That's not true.
It is
Disney adults.
It is true.
No,
if you met a real
that
one,
is true.
It's they, not good.
Madam Web has a lower score. That's a Marvel movie.
Marv heads and
no
Disney
has a lower score than Morbius, Marv the movie Marv. That we all Martim. Collectively agreed
Wait,
was
when
dog
When is the movie
shit.
Out? We were supposed to watch that one.
It's
Wait,
been Madam out for a while.
We can watch it right now.
It was so like, horrible.
Oh,
woo! Oh.
Wait, it's to the right.
12.
12 it dropped. It
used to be 14.
It used to be 14.
Whoa, 26 Metacritic.
80 million budget, by the way.
80 mil.
Check
oh,
out the box office.
Yeah, what did they do for box office?
They probably barely broke even.
200K.
It's so hard to go negative
oh,
on a movie. It's
man.
So hard. It's
oh,
so
man.
Hard.
Yeah, for Marvel, it's really hard to get negative.
It's hard for anyone to get negative.
Still, this
Wait,
is...
Wait, no, that's just... Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, I don't know. You know what
any
was a
big,
movie?
Any big movie?
American
company.
Psycho was so bad when it launched.
I mean, it's
really?
Still positive.
I'm sorry, really? But Madam Web will never be American Psycho.
Box office, look.
Madam Web will never be.
Oh, wow. Okay, well.
I mean, that's pretty good.
That's never pretty mind. Good for back then.
They,
never mind.
They 4X their money, pretty much. 5X their money.
It basically, people hated this movie until it came out on DVD and then became a classic.
All right, now look up Kong X a Godzilla box office because I still got to go see that.
Is box office out?
They made a trillion.
Dude,
they made
I remember I got a ad for this
debut.
Movie and it was
80
just
million.
Like it was Godzilla yeah. on one side and King Kong on the other and he's just like
and then you saw yeah.
and then
Drunk,
they just
then
stand there
Baby
awkwardly
Kong.
For like 3 seconds it's
then
crazy
then you saw Baby Kong like
oh my god
no way dude
wait can you can
we
see
we need to move away from the baby tropes dude it's over
Baby Tron
did it we get
Baby
it
Tron,
it's over.
Baby Kong Well, who do you just pick?
Who do you pick?
Have you seen Baby every TikTok Kong? Rapper is trying to sound like Babytron?
No.
It's the Michigan. Michigan. No.
What do you mean?
It's Michigan freestyle.
They just have the same kind of flow.
We're
They're like, yeah, I got a sword, but I don't know, of course. Yeah, that girl is a bad word. I'm a ride on horse.
I'm a ride on my horse.
Dang. Uh-oh. What's wrong, buddy?
I was really close to winning Minesweeper on hard, and I lost.
Oh, my God.
We on the train, baby. I've been playing Minesweeper like every single day on my phone.
Can I tell you guys what I'm doing this weekend?
What are you doing?
Are you going to see Godzilla X Kong?
Yeah, I'm
going to
start vlogging again this weekend.
Whoa.
No way.
It's coming back.
Holla, holla, Godzilla.
Back. It's coming back.
I'm going to go to, and you guys are welcome to come with me if you'd like. I'm going to Dallas.
What's in Dallas?
I'm going to Collecticon.
What is Collecticon?
It's a big trading card convention, and I'm buying a big pack of Pokemon cards to unbox.
First stream.
You're about to make him bring out his toys.
Oh my god, I hate when he gets excited.
What if he's like, this is $18,000, by the way, so don't
I've been holding on to this, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't want to show you guys, but now that you mention it, I'll bring it out. I just bought this last weekend. Oh, here we go. He's got some cards.
Oh, yeah. Yo, believe it or not. So,
dude.
Those are from the McDonald's ones, though. You can't. Those are like the toys.
Yeah, so.
Those are like the fake toys.
So, Isaac is bringing out cards that were given to us from someone that sent them in the P.O. box, which, by the way, that person went into my Twitch chat.
No. Incorrect. These are not from the P.O. box.
These are actual packs?
These are actual packs.
Why do you have those?
I think I was at like a DLC gas station or a DLC something.
DLC.
Where I was like, why are these here? It was a CVS, I believe. If you want to open one, we can. I'm down.
DLC gas station.
Wait, how much
CVS
were they?
Like $4.99.
Let me open one.
We opened one.
Well, I want to see. I just want to hold it.
You can hold it. Don't open them.
Wait.
Man.
Open both of them.
These are like new generation Pokemon cards, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, just why not open them? Not you.
Be worth big.
So why not me?
Because right. I want to just open one, not four or three.
Yeah, I can open these.
Hey.
I guess. Dude, so I'm going to be buying a giant booster
three
thing.
Three bros.
And you guys can all help me.
Logan Paul.
No! Logan Paul. All
right. If this is true Pokemon cards, you take the top, you go like this. One, two, three, you just put them underneath like
that. You gotta describe what you're getting for the audio
listeners.
They're
like blank.
Okay, right. I'm flipping it around. All right, we got a Padove.
You want to show the camera?
Padove. Okay, Padove. They're going to see from there.
You're probably not.
A Padove.
Right. Actually, wait, I could do this. Hold on. Watch this.
Oh, here we go. He's going to do something crazy.
He's going to break it, and all of our footage is going to get lost.
Hey, look. We got a Padove. Is that what it is?
Padove.
I think so.
All right.
We got
an energy card here.
Okay.
All right, that's pretty good. Oh, hey, yo. We got a trainer.
Hollow trainer.
We got a Bruxish holo as well, bro.
Huge.
That's a sexy fish.
All right. We got a Mareep. Kind of looks like Tanner. It's cute.
Really?
It's a Mareep.
There you go.
Gotta love Mareeps.
Like a sheepy. All
right. We got a Frigibax. That's how you pronounce that.
What's up, Frigibax? Yeah.
How you doing?
All right. We got a Honk.
I'm going to hit you from the back.
A Honk Shoe.
Honk Shoe.
Honk Shoe. Honk Crow.
Honk Shoe. What's up, Honk Crow?
Oh, we got a Venonat. Venonat.
What's up?
Hey, yo. Nah, we got the Hound, dude. Yo.
What's up?
Damn.
Oh, nah. Damn. Oh, nah.
All don't let that guy sniff
these
your food.
This is a lot of cards.
Beating the Doonies down.
All in one deck? I think you...
Is this the last one? Where are we?
Yeah, last one.
Yeah, I think you opened the cool ones first somehow, somewhere.
That one was funny.
I also got this one, the rarest one yet.
I think it's a scam.
That's a Giratina.
That's not real.
Wasn't there one card that if it was a PSA 10, it would have been $400?
Guarantina?
This is one of the cards that we got from the guy on the P.O. box. Guy.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
by the way, will,
so cool.
It will never leave sleeve and it will never be broken. It's like our heirloom.
No, well, sorry about that.
I use it as a coaster. You guys don't know, but
I snort coke off it.
Yeah, I snort coke off it. All
right. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with all those cards.
Look at that big old Pikachu.
Here, you can bring those to the convention and ask to, like, get them appraised.
Oh, I tried to do one of those videos where, like, I start with nothing, and then I came out with, $30 billion.
That'd be cool.
With the cards.
Bring those to the convention.
For a Charizard.
All right, yeah.
That'd be a funny bit. Going up,
I did get a Charizard one time.
All right.
A Charizard from Charizard EX.
What is it, EX?
Here's what you do. You ready?
It's just one of the pack. I don't remember. Someone in the comments would know.
You have to
He's
tell,
opening two of them?
You got to tell. No. It's the old packaging. Oh. You have to bring those over and ask someone to appraise them. Say that pack was like $120.
They're like, you spent $120 on this shit?
Yeah.
They're going to feel real bad.
Yeah, they are, but it's going to be funny.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny. I'm going to do
funny.
That, actually.
That'd be fun,
This is a good idea.
You got to do this. You got to do this for one of them, where you put the name and the little barcode and the code, all that stuff.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
You have to get it graded officially.
Yeah, but if you mimic the official grade, it's like forgery. It's like if you make a fake $100 bill.
Oh, sorry. No. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if it's possible. I feel like there's a way to check to make sure too. You know what I'm saying?
Don't they all come with a barcode that you scan? It comes up on the website.
There's a barcode right there. Yeah.
Oh, there is a barcode.
Barcode.
Really?
Barcode.
Saves the world.
Barcode.
Interesting. Ow! Well, yeah, I'll be there, so if anyone ever wants to go to Collecticon, Gamersups is going to have a booth there, so I'm going to go hang out with them for a little bit.
They got a booth.
Oh, but I'm going there because I'm buying cards, like a big box of them. And guys, I'm going to be honest, this is kind of an expensive box. But I'm going to do it because I want to vlog it.
How much is the box?
I don't want to disclose that information.
No, you got to tell us now.
No, I don't. Come on. Want to.
$20.
Tell, tell us with your eyes.
A whopping $80.
Tell us. No, I'm I think it's over $500.
Yeah,
I don't,
yeah it is. Yeah. Because, I mean, there's 32 packs.
That's oh, why. Well,
it's a box.
Okay.
It's not like just one pack.
I say,
$1,200.
No. Not above 1000?
No, it's more than 1000.
$1,500.
No, it's more.
$1,750.
No. When I bring it home, you'll see.
$5,000.
I'm gonna live stream it.
$80,000.
One cool card, you got to rip them all up.
You have to buy sleeves,
dude. I thought about that. Imagine pulling a Charizard, and just if I pull a Charizard, the only rule is I have to tear it up.
You just got
to
rip it.
That would piss so many people off.
No, people donate to bend whatever deck you killed. Have. Like you open one, and you could bend them all. You have to bend them all. And then you don't know if you bent a nice one until
you have
you
to wipe
all.
One with your butt.
That's what you gotta fucked. Do. Well, that's fucked up because that means that you'd never make your money back.
The only way to do that is to make sure that it's not through PayPal. They could charge me back.
And then what?
Right.
Then you're a loser.
They have to do
bits. That's like double gambling. That's like actually double gambling.
You have to do bits. 10,000 bits, you bend the whole pack.
10,000 bits.
Yep.
Isn't that just $100?
No. Yeah.
No.
Or is that $1,000?
10,000 is 100 bucks.
10,000.
Oh, it is. No, you're right. He's right.
100.
He's right.
So when you
1,000's 10 bucks.
I don't know if I would do. I don't know if I would do it for. I would have to do. Dude, that's so much. Because like, imagine there's a Charizard.
Well, okay.
That's like
listen,
over 10 grand.
If it's here, let's say worst case scenario, they make you bend every single pack, 32 of them. That'd be what, $3,200? I'm guessing the pack isn't worth $3,200.
Oh, the whole pack you're saying?
The whole
or all
thing
32?
You're
buying. Or all 32?
All 32 packs.
Bend all of them?
No. I'm saying like the worst case scenario, if you're not spending more than $3,200. The worst case scenario is you bend all of them, but you make $3,200 through Twitch.
Yeah.
You know?
But then like.
But then you lose off on a, oh yeah.
You have to wipe your butt with one.
Yeah.
Isaac Wine Software.
That is you.
Can you guys pose like that?
Now look up Wario and Waluigi. That's me.
Now look up Toad. And look up Toad and
my little belly, my big belly.
Dude, who is Larry?
Larry's
Toad.
No, I think Grunk's Toad.
What? Yeah.
Oh, this is Grunk.
That's Grunk.
Okay, Grunk is.
Whoa, wait. What is this? What the fuck?
Whoa.
Wow. Is that new?
Whoa. Yeah, I've never seen that.
Did you guys just hear
that?
That
scared the shit out of me.
I wish I had that in school. That was so sick.
What was that?
You can play the Toad song.
Look up Hippopotamus and see if it does that.
No chance.
I want to know what they make.
Hippocampus.
There's no chance.
That's a V8.
Wait.
Hey, do a koala. Koala.
Yeah, koala.
Koalas are so gross.
Oh, wait, yeah. Look up like a monkey. Like a
bull.
No
way. Wow, they hate koalas. They hate them.
Monkey.
Fox. Marsupial.
What?
Fox.
Wait, what does the fox say?
Hey.
Aww.
Look up CNN.
Oh.
Oh my god.
That was just like a
noise. Did he fart before doing that? Hold on, do that again. Oh, what was that noise? Maybe.
There's difference.
Oh, do it again.
Dude, that's scary.
Sounds like they a monkey.
What, if you click it like 666 times and it goes, help! Help me!
He's just right there. Help!
That thing sounds
help.
Weird.
It's cute.
Well. Oh shit.
How do they make that?
What if you look? What if you looked up Wookiee?
Do whale.
How do you spell that?
Chupacabra.
Oh, okay.
It's a chupacabra. Yeah. It'll be
look
like,
up Captain America versus Yoda.
Wookiee noise.
Look up Iron Man visits patient.
What if I look up Bigfoot?
No, don't.
Bigfoot animal. You have to put animal.
Oh. No.
Wait, what does a giraffe make?
That's
kind of
true. Does it even.
We can learn so much nowadays.
Oh. This is so cool.
We can.
Are you just eating?
Just fucking chewing.
They don't make what? Sound.
He makes sound.
Are they silent? Are they?
They might be silent.
Oh wait.
They're moving in silence. All
right, gerbil.
They do kind of silently fight each other and sling their necks at each other.
They go.
Gerb.
That's how
G-I-R-B.
We do.
I
are
wieners. L?
What Gerb. Are you saying? G E R B.
You're right. What the fuck?
G.
Why is there no fucking name for a gerb? Where's no? Because
they just squeak. They go.
This sounds awesome.
Do gerbil noise.
Oh no.
Noise.
Oh okay.
Wait. Look up.
Now look up. Look up.
No.
This sucks. Ew. This ain't the same.
Ew, what a
shit. That was like coleslaw.
Look, it's waking up.
Somebody bites his finger off. Good yeah, morning. Bite him.
How are you?
Bite him, kill him.
Dude, this video is 11 years old. That hamster's dead as hell.
Yeah.
Probably died right after this video.
They only live 3 to 4
okay,
years.
Okay, wait, last one. Last one, can you just do guinea pigs? They're so cool.
I hate those stupid things.
Shut they the are hell annoying. Up, bro.
I'd kill every one of them.
Right, here we go, here we go. Oh.
I hate them. I hate them.
Whoa.
Dude, my neighbor had one called Kimmy, and I almost, I hated it, dude. I hated it. They're so annoying.
I would do this.
But Nick, you also hate wet baby monkeys. You want to kill them.
Oh, did I ever talk about that? Did I ever talk about that? Okay,
Nick wants to kill it. He said he wanted to throw it out
a wall. I hate them. They're so weird looking, dude.
Look, so cute.
Look. Go to images.
He said he wanted to squeeze its eyeballs out of its
head. Oh my god, you're like those YouTube videos.
Okay, look up baby monkey in water.
Okay. They're so cute. They're like little old men.
They're cool.
Dude.
He's so cute.
Dude, no. He's cold. We have to find like an actual...
we have to kill them. We have to.
They're so freaky and weird.
Oh my god. Like that's like the yummy apart. Face. Yes, no. Yummy's reaction channel.
He's doing the thumbnail face.
He's looking at Idiots in Cars car crash.
look right there, right there.
I was watching a video and he was getting like a little comb over with his hair and shit, and he was just looking like he was relaxing, sucking on his dumb thumb.
Larry, click the one to the left.
This one?
Yeah, click it.
He's pink.
You want to watch the video?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, guess.
Continuous guess. There it is.
Pink monkey.
Oh. Hello.
Look at hello,
hi,
pink.
Oh, distinguished young man.
Hello, pink.
He's like a little tan.
You love the bath, don't you?
Sorry, Otto. Audio listeners, this is the cutest thing. We're looking at a monkey, and you can't see. And the monkey just yawned. The little baby monkey in the water just yawned.
He's not cute, dude. Don't exit.
Yeah, that's cute. That's cute and all, but why are they cooking him alive?
Look at the left side.
True. Why is he in a...
Why is he getting boiled?
This is the exact one Nick hated.
They're boiling him,
I think.
They're boiling him.
Look how sad he looks.
He's melting.
They look like really old men with big hands.
Dude, he's so like...
Stupid.
Nonchalant. Look,
you can hear everything. For $10 a day.
Oh, look at how relaxed.
Every lean.
Every second.
Every cent from him gets donated.
A day will save this monkey.
Are you ready for the miracle of childbirth? Because I'm sure like 99% of babies do that like all the time.
Yeah, they also do this. Your baby's going to grab watermelon.
Nah, that one's chill. I think I just don't like their head like with all their hair slicked back. Why? They look really weird.
Dude. You don't like when they have to get hygiene? You don't like this?
No, not that one. It's the third one on the bottom row. Yeah.
Look, he's just chilling. He's just playing with toys.
Dude,
come on.
He's got a rubber ducky.
He's got a damn. Look at this
what
guy.
What is that not green thing?
He's got the, like green the green booger, tumor. The green cumulon. What is that?
Oh, callback of the
city. Callback. Cumulon.
Now they're chill, man. Oh, here we go.
Oh, he's here.
Is that real?
Yeah, it says real as Christmas.
I think that's an AI video.
Okay, it says Danky.
It says real as Christmas.
As real as Christmas.
Can you look up monkey falling?
Monkey falling. Oh, dude,
we got to stop. Stop. Oh, we got to stop doing this.
No.
Okay, no.
This
so
is just a react
awesome.
Video.
It is a react. Oh, dude, I feel bad for the audio listeners.
They don't listen to it on the audio.
They drive. Maybe that's why they get into accidents. They're always looking at their phones.
They're like, oh, I got to see this. And then they get in a car.
Fine, I'll take a look.
Audio listeners, once you get home from your drive, comment down below and say, do you not like when we react or do you like when we
react? We're going to keep doing it anyway. Sorry.
Oh, real quick. I know because somebody emailed me about it. It was you can put videos on Spotify. Is that a thing we have access to?
You got an email?
Or do we have to be like awesome, more awesome?
I have no idea. We can find out.
We'll look into it. But if we could do that, then we'll try to do that for you audio listeners. So that if we're like, oh, look at this monkey. You're like, all right, I'll take a look. Oh.
So that's basically just like a, just at that point, is it even like a podcast? It's just a
yes,
YouTube
dude.
Video.
Yeah,
it's a podcast.
Derpina!
Have you ever seen Joe Rogan? You think they just like...
Dude, they watch
Jamie,
videos.
Jamie, don't pull that up. Jamie, actually, no, because
Jamie knows
don't
this is a podcast.
Watch it,
no,
so
it's like...
Don't pull it up.
Jamie, describe that video. Yeah, so he was the monkey was in the bathtub. He had a green thing, and then
that
there was
a good
like...
point.
You know. Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, hey, Grunk.
Whole video.
I need to ask you like a real question.
Ask
who,
me a real.
Who how and why. Like, what wavelength are you on with your friends where you are able to think of the stupidest shit?
Dude, Isaac talks about this all the time, by the way.
He's
obsessed with
you
and your friends.
You pulled up the...
I think Isaac wants to go back.
Fuck. And then the Derpina balloon. How do you even think of that shit? Dude, you just randomly go one day...
This was one of my friend's friends that came over and did this, actually. Aww. And
who is that girl?
It's Derpina.
It's Derpina. Look up Derpina.
She's Derpina.
She's beautiful.
She's a rage comic.
It's a real thing.
No, I don't really.
Whoa!
But, she's beautiful. No, my friend Nick, not you, Nick. he's going to be one of my roommates next year.
Oh, is that a grunt YouTube?
Oh, my God.
He's, like, tapped into the internet scene, and he's the one that originally brought up, I don't feel like going the fuck.
Did he also bring up Derpina?
No, Maya did this.
That is just crazy, dude. But yeah,
we have fun here. Like, sorry. Yeah,
I think you guys are. I think I'm about to like go for a semester and move in.
Isaac, right, yeah. It's just called leaving your room and like getting friends.
Yeah, you don't leave your room.
You don't. You oh, so no if friend. I go outside like, and get a friend,
exactly
they're gonna bring
what
up your
doing
Derpina?
As an adult. Yeah. You can
no,
do that.
No. You know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna get a friend and they're gonna be like,
"No, listen,
what's up, brother?" And I'm gonna punch him in the mouth because
no,
what the
listen.
Fuck? Bring me back to Derpina. Enough of that.
You need to be
sketchy.
Silly online, but not like separate online, like IRL online. And that's the key to getting. Yeah.
What are you saying to me right now about online?
I didn't even get that.
Like,
I get
listen,
what it means.
Like, you need a separate life from the internet
right.
that you need to be silly on.
Correct. And, I fully agree with you.
And that's where you be silly, and then you attract other silly real people, and then you become friends.
Can I provide an example? I'm going to provide an example. My friends. So I have two friends from high school. Actually, I've known them since middle school, since fifth grade. I guess that's considered elementary. I've been friends with them for all of high school, middle school, whatever, and they actually live in Austin now. And they came over to the house and they hung out. Yummy, can you vouch that they're pretty goofy? They're pretty silly.
They're just silly.
The one with the glasses is pretty silly.
They're very silly.
Yeah, they're pretty great to hang out with. Dude, they asked me like, "Do you want to go to a rodeo?" I'm like, I mean, maybe.
Rodeos are cool.
I mean, I've never been to a rodeo, and they're like, "All right, dude. Hey, how about you come over to our house? We got like two Quest 2s, and let's just go let's play some cooking games with VR." I'm like,
"You guys went over to his house to play Overcooked?"
No, I didn't actually. Plans changed. We ended up getting Mexican food, and it was delicious.
It was delicious.
Yeah, dude. Having friends outside of like just this shit is like so important.
You
people
guys
that
are my only
not
friends
in this space.
Yeah, facts. Let's go, bro.
I don't have any friends outside of this shit. I don't think I ever will.
You guys.
Yeah, it's hard probably to get out of that bubble.
It is.
Like, I want to stay in the bubble, man.
I'm staying in the bubble. I'm sorry.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right, look.
Because the second where I, like, let's say I get a friend somewhere in Austin and the conversation of, "So what do you do?" comes up, I either lie to their fucking face or tell them the truth and then
just
deal with
truthful.
The consequences.
It's not that big of a deal.
I don't think they're going to, like, take a picture of you
because
and post
if they're
it online,
an adult. If they're
no,
an adult.
No, not that. Not that. Not that. They're going to constantly, like, "All right, man, I'm trying to go live on Twitch, and I need to make
Isaac, and if they are, just
Isaac,
cut them off.
Yeah, literally just cut them off.
They don't do that.
It has happened so many times.
Yeah, but that's
so many.
That's because, like, it's really cool and common, but, like, if they're an adult with a real adult job, they really don't give a fuck.
They don't.
Listen, I've only dealt with that, like, two or three times, and, like, I just don't acknowledge it. I move on.
Dude, Yummy's like brainwashing.
Yeah, but the thing is that you guys have common interests because you're just in college, like you're stuck together.
Yeah, exactly.
We would have to go out and force the most unnatural relationship with anybody ever.
Yeah, dude.
If we wanted to
make
friendships,
it's way harder for you guys.
It is. I'm not like saying it's impossible for us to make friends, but I'm saying like
we just go out and we're like, "You like drinking, I like drinking. You want to drink together? Let's drink together. You want to be friends?"
I think,
cool.
Dude, that's where we go. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
No.
"You like movies, I like movies. Let's watch movies."
I disagree.
Dude, let's go to 6th Street.
Your only other friends you have, you said you've known since 5th grade.
Let's go to...
What the fuck?
Let's go to 6th Street. You and me.
That's not even fair.
We'll meet friends, drunk friends, but they'll be friends
later. I don't
care
about those
losers. Dude, I'll bring a homeless guy to this house.
I'd rather be friends with a homeless guy
than anybody else. Yeah, I like where this is going.
I have to kindly disagree with you guys.
Who was your friend?
Well, I wouldn't consider them friends, but like, ooh, for example,
dang.
So we damn. Went, remember when we went to that dinner with Gamer Subs and stuff, and it was with Jordan Belfort?
That's remember not that? Your friend.
You're not letting me explain, bro. Listen, there was a bartender there, okay? He was, and turns out that he actually, him and his brother both go to the gym, like my gym. they recognized me, walked up and said, yo, bro, saw you at the dinner. It's good to see you again, whatever. You know, one of them messaged me on Instagram. It was dope, you know, super formal, chill. Then their dad walked up to me like a few days later and was like, yo, you met my two sons. I trained, I like, you know, teach them how to work out, box, whatever, if you ever want to work out or whatever, just cool. And it was like fitness related. And then they, you know, you just kind of like relate and talk based on certain things that you have.
I need to ask, so I need like, to ask, not to interrupt you. Do you genuinely find yourself getting into conversations at the gym?
Yes.
Wow.
How do you do that?
How do you do that?
Because I go there every day and I feel like, it could all start with just genuinely striking a conversation. Like if someone's lifting heavy or just like, you know, how long you've been working out or something like that.
What are you aiming at me for?
He's making a weird face. I saw him. What? Not him. Yummy.
To who?
I don't know. Tanner? I just saw you looking at him.
I think you guys are just... Boy, his face. I'm going to throw this out there. I think you guys are just socially inept.
I
think you guys are just
socially inept. Maybe I am not socially inept. I don't want to be friends with strangers.
What happens?
I like my friends.
Every friend starts out as a stranger, dude.
Well, maybe I like my friends.
All right. You know, I like keeping my circle close. When there's too many people coming into your life, there's more problems.
Let me explain something. The people who understand you the most are the people who live similar lives to you. Who live similar lives to me? Content creators.
Be Isaac Y.
So
I relate to them the most.
You're right.
Real shit. I have never in my life, I'm not socially inept. I'll talk to anybody anywhere, even at the gym. But I do not find myself going out of my way to strike conversation
at
the gym.
I don't outwardly go out of my way either. I wear my hat very, very low, and I'm looking at the ground most of the time.
How the hell?
They come up
to
you.
You know what it is? First of all, look at you. You don't look approachable at all, you fucking freak. Look, if I saw you wearing that in the gym, I'd be like, who the hell is that? Like, Cyborg?
I don't want to talk to that fucking guy.
I wear my mask at the gym and my glasses and my hat, too.
But I think, like, Nick's thing is that, like, he's been there so much.
I think he works there.
That like his chances of being approached by somebody who's seen him like 50-100 times already is like so much higher than somebody who's going once a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
People will walk up to me and they'll just strike a conversation.
Week?
Like,
oh, I don't know.
It even can start by like someone having a similar car to me and I park next to them and we just so happen to see each other and then we just strike conversation like
that. I do that.
Isaac, did you not talk to anybody at the gym ever?
The only time people talk to me is when like, hey, are you using that?
That's it. And I don't even take off my headphones.
And then I leave.
I just give them a wave like, here you go. Go ahead.
I did get a dude's number at the gym. That sounds really weird.
What the hell?
I did.
Congratulations.
I'll tell you why. He's a basketball trainer for youth, but he's the leader of a men's league out here.
There you go.
Yummy, we got a question. Scroll down a little bit, Larry.
All right, so we're gonna do a questionnaire.
Have you ever had feelings for the same gender close friend?
Where's the definitely option?
Nope, we're just friends.
There's no definitely.
Just choose the top one.
You have feelings for me, Yummy?
Yummy, have you?
Overview.
He plays in a men's league. He's played multiple men's league, and he's like won championships and shit. I thought that was cool. Like,
damn.
Not like anything crazy.
A men's
but, like,
league for what?
Basketball.
Oh, duh.
They won like little. They got like Lifetime. Lifetime does men's leagues, and he's like won a couple of those. I was like, that's
dope. Pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
I think like the only way to really explore and see if like you could have, I wouldn't consider them friends, right? Like, what would you rather have, 100 pennies or 4 quarters, right? Like, that's what you try and you weigh.
100
like,
pennies.
$4 coins.
Okay, there you go. But I'm trying to say, like, you wouldn't consider them friends. However, it would be nice to have other people to at least socialize with that.
No, that is true.
Because people in
true.
This space are just not in real life, bro. I'll just say that. Yeah. Like, content creators and their everything
it's
about
refreshing.
YouTubers.
And it's refreshing.
That is, like, the main reason why I chose college over living with
you
guys.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
You got a point, but it's also very hard to kind of... And it sounds really dumb, and it's... It's only dumb if you don't understand it, I guess. I'm not trying to make it seem like it's crazy, but like sometimes you really do get really deep in kind of the content creation mindset or whatever, where like it's not like a facade or anything fake, but it becomes so much of a part of like your everyday life where you constantly feel like you have to be engaged in it, where it's kind of hard to escape.
It's a big snowball is what it feels like.
Like,
it's
you
like
have
one
to
of
go on
things,
Twitter. You have to go on.
There's no turning back. You don't have to go on Twitter.
Yeah, you do. You have to.
You don't have to do that.
It just feels hard to escape. And I feel like maybe having those friends outside of it would be cool. To like, just kind of have like, you know, like a break.
For example.
Know?
So for me, like when I'm not
like doing something work related, it's always going to be a hobby, or it's going to be something about like my own health. Like that's basketball. The thing. I buy a lot of shit. I buy a lot of shit for myself that I just like do on the side, whether that be music or that be something else. It's usually on the computer. It's usually something in my room.
I do have to say, you do a lot.
It's just great to have
a big one,
a lot like of hobbies stuff. To have and do and shit like that. You know, you just gotta fucking.
Because you've told me stories of when you're a wee little guy and all the bullshit that you would do. Just you would just do whatever, and it's funny because it followed you into adulthood, but in like a less like extreme.
But it's more targeted now. Yeah, like he'll do whatever, but it has a direction.
It has more purpose. Yeah, exactly. I don't really like to do things if it doesn't really have much of a purpose, or like I can't see myself using it either in work, or I can't see myself using it just in general, like
right,
you know, I want to be able to take it with me. So like music, for example, is like a big thing. Music is a big thing for Yummy as well, and like we both invested in things that like it's not in our careers, but we love it so much that you know, we're willing to spend that kind of money,
right?
And that's like another important thing, is to have at least a hobby or an escape.
Yeah,
if it's not sociable, then it has to be something for yourself.
Right.
You have to reward yourself.
Hobbies just like are when you're so damn important.
It's great. Absolutely.
I'll say this, and like I guess it kind of relates to the, like going to the gym and stuff, but it's just the fact that like I do go and get out of the house and do something, and if I didn't do that, because like going to the gym is pretty much my social time, even if I'm not socializing.
I have to go to the gym. Yeah,
and so like for me, for example, like Yummy can relate on this, like I went to the gym, I was playing basketball, and some dude just walked up to me and he said, yo, do you want to hop in for 3v3s, like 3-on-3? And I said, bro, I'm hot ass at basketball. And he said, I'll take that as a yes, bro. Warm up. Let's go. And I was like, fuck, okay.
I love friends like that.
Yeah,
like,
bro. He's like, yeah, bro. You got shoes? I'm like, I'm wearing these. He's like, yeah, bro. Like, let's, you know, I'll give you 5 minutes, bro. And then that was it. And I actually was draining some threes and I did a few layups. And in that, I learned how to, like, when you know how, like, when you pass a ball to somebody, you cut in so that they could possibly pass it back to you. It's like that same thing. And he taught me that. He was like, they were showing me things, and it's like, they were just chill as hell. They didn't ask me about my job because they don't give a fuck. Like, they just want to play basketball. And if I see them again, you know, you get to see them. I know their names. And it's just like, it goes like, that's, in my opinion, the start to at least something. You know, the foot's in the door. And, like, I don't have to build on that. But, like, it's better than not doing fucking anything.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
Basketball players just want to play. They don't care if somebody's absolutely horrible. As long as you're not injuring other people.
Right.
Crossing them up too hard.
True. Not even that. Just being
stupid. You just gotta lay back a little bit on the cross-ups, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like a crazy menace when I go to the basketball court, dude.
I love how you're looking at both him and me because you know we're about to check you, bro.
Rubbing the chin.
No, listen.
Tanner is apparently the biggest menace on the court only when we're not watching.
Yeah, when Tanner's alone at LA Fitness, he turns into LeBron James. But when he's back here, he's
I do. Dude, I was shooting. I was having fun. I was playing. And then these guys came in. They're like, yo, you want to play with us? You want to play? You want to hop on? I was like, nah, I'm not that good. And I was like, just drink.
Draining.
Schrodinger's just draining, bro. And then I was like, all right, I got to go. And I put my hood up.
Like, I literally don't believe a single story Tanner has ever said about basketball.
I know it's happened. I know Tanner real well. It happened.
Not even all one right. story.
No, it did happen.
I'll give some validation to Tanner. It depends on the ball he plays with, and he'll make like 4 or 5 in a row, and then he'll miss one. He's like,
no, it's because you only see me on the outside court. You've never seen me in the inside court, dude.
That is true.
There's two different scenarios.
The inside court is diffy.
Inside court is diffy.
Tanner, you know what he does right before he shoots all of his threes? He does a warm up and he dribbles the ball. But then he dribbles and the ball like doesn't go where his hand thinks, and he calls it, like the employee in, and then points to the ground. Yeah, and he points to it.
Oh my god!
And they're like, oh, "You're right. It's a dead spot on the court."
Yeah, and they gotta like fix it up for me. I'm like, "All right, thank you."
And then he goes,
"Yep." And now I'm good.
Yep, he's crazy. Anyways,
well, I think the lesson is for all of us, because like I don't know, I started noticing myself like getting real fucking sad and depressed, and how do you fix that? I feel like part of it, it's just like your environment, and not saying that this environment is bad, it's just that like you sometimes crave more or like just different things. So like here I think work, I think like good vibes, I think of like, you know, just wanting to hang out with my friends. But then I go to the gym and I'm like, okay, do I want to go play fucking pickleball and be like super fucking Caucasian? Maybe. You know, maybe I want to go play some.
Caucasian.
Yeah, because like that's.
I think your issue is you don't like settling into a routine that doesn't directly
Look up self-actualization.
Isn't good. Self-actualization?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't think I've changed since I was 15.
The realization of a person's full potential. It is found at the peak. Okay, Maslow's hierarchy.
Yo, is this fucking philosophy?
Picture. Yeah. So click on that, second picture.
Yeah, the middle. What's the middle of the pyramid?
Fish. Oh, estrogen mode.
Is this a fish oil pill?
That's a steam.
Dude, I only eat Chick-fil-A because they put estrogen in their food.
The holler, me too, holler.
What does that say?
It says self-actualization.
Click on the one that looks like the pride flag down a little bit.
Right there.
Yeah. Self-actualization, desire. Hold on, let me zoom in.
Desire to become.
So everybody starts with physiological needs, right?
Yeah.
Physiological. Air, water, food, shelter, sleep, clothing, reproduction.
Once you get that, you got your safety needs. You got personal security, employment, resources, health. Once you got all that, like, you're starting to get lonely, right?
I don't care about
friendship, intimacy. You got your family. Once you got all that,
I'm in the esteem section.
You're in your esteem section phase.
I am,
dude. But my philosophy teacher told me nobody ever reaches self-actualization ever.
I mean self-masturbation.
Nope, I don't know. It said it's.
I feel like if you think you've reached self-actualization, other people can say, at least one other person can say you've reached self-actualization, I think you've reached self-actualization.
Well, the thing is with, no, self-actualization is me saying,
you know who you are.
I know what I want. I know who I am. I think people
reach that. You're like fully self-aware of yourself.
No, it's.
You are fully self-aware.
No, it's not even that. It says the desire to become.
The most that we
can be.
So even what you are right now, you want to be more than what you are right now.
You can actively.
You're always reaching.
You can actively self-actualize.
I don't know, because like, what am I going to want when I'm like 30? Like, I can't figure that out when I'm 20.
Because you're always wanting more.
Yeah, what if you're 99 years old?
Well, that's just no. You guys are understanding. It's the desire. It doesn't matter what you want. It's the desire to be the most you can be.
Of course.
It's the desire to perfect yourself. Perfect and, your human like mental, nature. Physical, even spiritual. If you fuck with that,
dude, I can see how like a majority of people. Can you?
What do you want?
No, just go back to the picture. I can.
Oops.
Damn.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
Is that all of boobies?
I can see how majority of people in this world genuinely can struggle at literally the very, very bottom. If in some parts of the world,
but then
also
people.
Safety needs and love and belonging, bro. Like I can see where the hiccups could start right there.
I feel like esteem is even a tough thing for people.
Bro, I don't even think people have time to reach esteem.
I can't even do
esteem.
Like,
I feel like they're worried about safety needs, like when they're gonna get fucking paid.
I'm worried. Yep. I'm still in like red and orange and red. Damn.
Oh my god. So
you guys are saying you can't find your purpose or goals.
No. Okay. Self-actualization, yummy. Do you want to be the best version of yourself, or do you want to settle for mediocrity?
I want to be the best version of myself.
There you go.
Then you have the desire to become the most you can be, which is self-actualization.
Does everybody have that? Like even before anything
else? Some people don't. Some people dream. They don't chase.
I think it needs to be understood. This 100% changes, dude. You could get laid off from your job one day, and you could be almost approaching self-actualization, and you're dropping.
You gotta worry about your fucking
like that.
Everybody loses jobs. Nobody can actually.
You could get divorced, and you're immediately back down again.
Well, you gotta look at the common man, and not.
I think this is bullshit.
You gotta look at the common men and not YouTubers.
Dude, I grew up a common man. It's not like I was born a fucking YouTuber out the pussy. What I'm saying is, like, if you can want to be the best version of yourself without any help at all, like, that's just a mindset. It's not a physiological thing.
It is a mindset, but there are stepping stones that will hinder you from, like, let's just say you have...
Hold on. Grunk, what'd you have to say?
Me and Jamden have been talking about things like this where it's, like, literally, it's crazy that... Life has a structure where you're supposed to pick a job and be happy with that job for the rest of your life. You literally change every 10 years, if not five,
year. That's called, like, the fucking matrix, bro.
So much. And it's like society pushes these narratives that you have to stick with one thing your whole life. Like, live your life, do what you want to do. But it's hard to do that because of money.
That foundation's breaking, though.
I think one thing that COVID did do positively is break some of that. Like, it kind of allowed for some sort of freedoms in some way.
Yeah, 20 like, years plus before, like, everything was just happening. There, you had a job, you did this, it was normal for this. And then after COVID, we're like, so wait, why did we go to college?
Like, 4-day work weeks are now being, like, introduced.
Can I give you an example from that, by the way?
You know?
Of what, self-actualization?
Yeah, how you're, like, it's not like you don't have to have a building block of one before the other, because, like, let's say the reason you're not having your safety or your physiological needs aren't being met is literally mostly because you aren't wanting to be the best version of yourself. Then you flip that switch you actually, you know, start putting in hours to like put effort back in your life, you know, start working, start like saving up money, start being financially responsible, then those blocks literally.
Everyone has who else would do it? Needs. Like, everyone has physiological needs.
Right. And if like, you're not meeting them without the desire to be
you're
better.
You're forced to get like a job. So you're always going to go back to safety needs, like employment. Like, oh, do I even want to work here? I don't even know. So you're always just thinking. You're always thinking about shit, and you're never really truly thinking about yourself. You're thinking about what other people think about you.
Physiological needs, literally, like, let's say you were homeless, right? Like, let's say you had legitimately, you were impoverished.
Are you guys saying you have to have these all in order before you get to self-actualization?
Yeah.
Yes. Completed. I mean, what this is basically saying is, like,
that's not true at all.
I mean, I think I personally believe that you could have like a partner or like family before you could have financial security.
Can you click visit?
Yeah. But what? I think as an independent individual, does that make sense, Yummy?
Like, this is like the most black and white chart of all time. It doesn't even make sense.
True. Okay, well, I mean, it's a LinkedIn page. I don't know what the hell is here, but let's go visit. Let's go see. It's not an article. Unless it is.
It literally...
Okay, sure.
All right. You want me to read it?
All right, the term self-actualization
Just read down the second one, in other words.
In other words, self-actualization is a desire to fulfill your true potential and be the best you can be. Self-actualization is not an end destination, rather a continual pursuit, an ongoing, lifelong endeavor.
That's a
As
good
we
thing.
Learn and grow and develop and achieve new heights in our evolution, we can always set new goals and dreams and continue to grow further.
Right. So it's never, it's always
continuing. So it's a constantly evolving thing. Because let's say that you want a Lamborghini Mercy, Yummy, and you get your Lamborghini. Yeah, your goal in life is not complete. Now you want something else.
Yeah,
what
I get that.
Do you want?
I get that.
It's like that.
You got to find
out. And there
out.
Are some people in this world that genuinely don't have that. Like,
yeah.
Can we be honest for a second? There are some people who are able to be complacent or comfortable where they are.
They are content.
Some people just are fine with the jobs that they have. And
some people are fine being hooked on drugs and being homeless.
Yeah,
that's where the mindset comes in, where you were saying some people don't want to be helped or some people don't want to push further or harder.
All
or
they need is physiological needs, the homeless people.
No,
that's
I'm
all,
saying
that's
people can literally have none of those, but then reach self-actualization of the desire to be better and then get those and then get those and then get all.
I see what you're saying. Yes. I see what you're saying. So he's basically saying the desire to become the most that you can be may
even,
include.
Yeah, even if you don't have food or water.
If you're homeless. To get like food and water, and then towards employment, and then towards love and belonging, esteem.
Yes.
And then that. So I get what you're saying.
Chart,
you could put it under.
I guess what this chart is basically trying to say is if you had everything underneath you, you're still going to want more. Like, you're going to go beyond that. Does that make sense?
Okay. That's like, the pinnacle of life, basically.
If you've made it in life, bro. You're retired
It'll
at 35.
It'll always be there in front of you.
You're retired at 35. You have a wife and two kids, and you're happy, and you're a bajillionaire, and, like, everything is, you know what I mean? Like, basically, you're sandbox mode at this point. Like, you can do anything you fucking want. I mean, the thought of a sandbox mode kind of sounds fucking, not boring, but like it almost kind of like strips away purpose in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
Like, imagine having anything and everything at the tip of your finger. Like, you know, have you ever played fucking Balloons Tower Defense? Is a perfect example, bro. Like, you'd be hacking in Balloons Tower
that's
Defense.
Him. Oh, me? Damn, you're right.
You had.
But no, I have a good time getting the sun god. But that's where the saying "money doesn't buy happiness" really came from.
And
everyone's like, "Well, yeah, I would. It would bring me fucking happiness, but not to the people that have money."
Having everything is the same as having nothing, basically.
Yes.
It's about like the process, I feel like. It's about the mental for it. I was just thinking about this the other day. Like, if I went like broke like right now, how much I guess worth am I giving the money that's in my pocket? How much value am I giving it? Does that make
sense?
It's
not gonna be a lot, like, until you realize you don't have a lot of it.
Bro, there are some people in this world that are happy, and they are some of the most impoverished people, and they just found
I was gonna say, for me, when I'm looking at this triangle, this pyramid, I see it more of like love and belonging at the bottom, because that's like the way I grew up. That's more stronger.
Family first type shit, Vin Diesel.
Yeah, Vin Diesel type shit.
More than personal security.
Yeah, because like, it's just, I don't know what it is, but there's also like, so when I'm working, when I'm like doing things that I'm like, I want to get better at, things like that. That striation comes at the fact that like, there's a limited amount of time that we have before we like pass.
Yeah,
right?
It's a constant,
and that's that time is important, though. The fact that we have like a certain like time frame is important, because that allows us to like work, instead of like, dude, if we had all eternity to do shit, we would take all eternity to do
shit.
We
would not.
Nothing would be done. Nothing would get done at all. Urgency and like pressure and all these things. I mean, they're bad. Like, they cause you stress and all these things, but they also cause you to, like, do things that create change, that create something else. And, like, you know, that change can cause you to, like, be, you know, dude, the fact that we did all this and the fact that we're all in Austin right now and, like, we're, like, doing this podcast and shit like that. Like, why are we doing this? You know what I mean?
Where am I?
And it comes out of like pressure. It comes out of like all the little bit of time that we have and all that shit. So it also makes like memories and moments and all these things way more important than it would have been if like we lived for fucking eternity and all that shit. So when I'm looking at this graph, I see love and belonging first, and then
second.
The rest probably.
You need food and water before your family.
I wouldn't mind food.
I do need food and water for family.
Mama feeds you. I know she does. I know you go over and she cooks for you, bro.
Physiological needs has to be on the bottom or else you die.
You do die.
Air and water and food are the, like, you could.
And shelter.
You go a week without any of those, you're dead. You go 10 minutes without one of them.
I hope we're really not misinterpreting this, and I hope that there's, can we scroll down real fast and just see if there's any base explanation as to how we're supposed to read this?
I don't think you are misinterpreting.
Okay, let's.
Is there a TLDR?
In the diagram above, you can see the base of the triangle is taken up with our basic needs for survival. It stands to the reason that we have to have these needs met to some level before we can continue up the hierarchy. Then the next level, security and safety. It's interesting that safety comes second, and the truth is, if you are starving to death, then you're going to do whatever you have to do, even if it means risking your safety to get food. We all heard of the early convicts I didn't hear about them. I did not hear about people Australia and stealing loaves of bread. Once our basic needs are met, we seek love and connection, the importance of family and community, and this evolves into the desire for respect and self-esteem. I feel like those go kind of hand in hand, but like also whatever. From here, we have the freedom to pursue self-actualization. This is a choice that not everyone desires to pursue, like we had said. We all have free will, and many people, which I don't actually...
are content.
Dude,
this is just a general, like, personal synopsis of life.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I'm starting to become predetermined, gang, instead of free will.
Yeah,
gang.
There's no argument
to defeat predetermination, Grunk. Like, there really is no...
Can you define predetermination?
Like, everything is... And your life was already predetermined and planned out.
Like, it's going to happen. But like,
it's going to happen now. Like, if I did this, that was
predetermined. Ow! Damn!
I kind of believe that as well, but it's not cool to believe that, so I just don't... I just kind of ignore it.
I believe in free will.
But
See?
Yeah, but like, you did that because you said that and tried proving it. That's why I was predetermined.
Hold on. So are you saying predetermination, Grunk?
I didn't know I was going to do that today.
For you would be, there is a timeline. You are here. The end is here. And everything that you've ever done ever and will continue to do has already been decided.
Yes.
Because that's a spiritual cornerstone. Like, that is...
But,
you're talking about predetermination.
Yes, but like,
right?
I'm cool with that. Like, I'm still conscious of my decisions, and like my day to day, I have free will, but I made those decisions for a reason in that day.
Yeah, but what if you were given enough quote unquote decisions to convince yourself that you actually had decisions, but that reality never existed because you never decided to take those decisions?
Boy,
so your entire life is one singular straight timeline, because every reality that you ever thought would exist from a decision that you made, you only made one choice,
which would be free will.
But what if that choice never even existed because the other reality was only made up in your head?
Yes. Well, then if you made that choice, that would insinuate, first of all, free will is a real thing, and second of all, there would have to be a continuation
choice. You're
of
convinced
your
there's
timeline.
A choice, but there really isn't.
Yeah.
That's
where the predetermination argument comes in. Right. Like, free will, destroying the whole free will, like, fabricated thought process kind of like strips away all the fun from life. Yeah. So that's why it's kind of hard to think that way. But I personally believe it's like, it's hard to kind of combat that. I took a philosophy class on that. And like,
I did as well.
Professor was like shitting on me. I mean, granted, he was playing devil's advocate.
They're evil. They are evil.
Well, he was
philosophy
cool.
and psychology both.
Yeah, you know. But he was playing devil's advocate because there's no true answer. You know, it's just like subjective as fuck. But like, he was like, I'm predetermination. And I was like, me being 18, I was like, I think I have free will. Look, I can go like just exactly what Tanner did. And he's like, well, how do you know that wasn't predetermined? How do you
it's
know that
like
you're going to get
a argument?
It is an impossibility.
It's an impossible argument.
And that's what philosophy is, brah.
Well, that's annoying.
It is really annoying.
Like, why even argue with me, you bum? Like, what the hell? Get
bro,
a job.
That's why,
get a different job.
That's why Nietzsche, who believed in, he was nihilistic.
He said God is dead.
Dude, he basically said there was no purpose and he killed himself. Like, that
and
was
yeah, it's
philosophy.
Like, it's literally all based on how you choose
dude,
to
dude, they should have revived him and see, like, what did you see? Was it true? Yeah. He's like, oh, I fucked up.
He came out reformed.
He came out. He's like, no, I fucked up completely, dude.
Never grew up. He was like an edgy teenager. I said that shit when I was like 15, dude. Grow up.
Go be Nietzsche. Swear to God.
Who's Nietzsche?
I don't know who Nietzsche is. He's a philosopher. Look it up. N, it's like N-I-C-H-E. No, no, that's Nietzsche.
Nicholas Cage.
Oh, you're right.
N-I-T. Nietzsche? N-I-T-C-Z.
Yeah, it's something weird.
Oh, you're right.
Look up nihilism.
Nihilism.
Is that where nihilism came from? Raise that. Just
look on nihilism right there.
Oh, there you saw it. Press it. Go back up and press N. There it is.
N-I-E-T.
Is he the guy that invented nihilism?
Yeah, the idea that life has no meaning or value.
Damn, thanks a lot,
which is stupid. Like, if you're going to choose to view life like that, then yeah, like, do whatever you want, dude. Like, it's stupid. It's worthless. Like, you're actually kind of a waste of space if you're viewing life like that.
Well, Grunk, when you're dead, who's going to say your name in 1,000 years?
Nobody.
I don't care.
Dude, Kanye had the hardest quote.
Well, what if they said it by accident?
Kanye said that he wants to have such an impact on like society that they don't even remember his name.
What? So nothing?
Yeah, nobody remembers the guy who made roads.
Who made the wheel?
Yeah, who made the fucking wheel, bro? Who made fucking, I don't know, tar that goes outside asphalt, bro? Like, what?
Abraham Tar.
Yeah.
I understand. Sorry, that sounded really dumb.
What are you saying?
That doesn't even make sense.
He was so impactful that they don't even remember who he was.
I gotta say, the most evil people are the most memorable.
Here, yummy. Who invented the second floor of a house? Who had the idea? Exactly.
That's how many not houses a thing have that anybody well, I think, invents?
Time out. Dab me up for that one, bro.
Someone thought of it.
That someone invents.
All right, who invented Invisalign, bro?
Who thought of the alphabet?
Dude, can you guys give me a second?
That was the Greek.
Can you guys give me a second?
No, Dad, no, it was the Greek.
Because you're saying.
Yeah, but who?
All right. So he wants to be so known that they don't know who he is.
They don't. It's not that they don't know who he is.
They don't know his name.
He wants to be impactful.
He wants to be impactful.
Oh, because that's what he said. Hello.
That is what he said.
That's not what
you
said.
Look it up.
Yeah, he said the fucking quote wrong.
Kanye, impactful. Impactful.
How many more records, Kobe?
No.
More records.
Impactful. Kanye,
what does Gaga know about?
No.
Nope.
Cam, what does Gaga know about
you
cameras?
You clearly didn't say that shit right, because I'm going to ask
you. I love her music,
but... Who is the 14th son of the 18th tribe in Boon Kongaway in 19...
Is that a real one?
3 OBC.
3 OBC.
The 14th son. Oh, you don't know him, because he didn't do anything. He died when he was 7.
No. He said impactful.
Look up Kanye West.
He didn't say impactful.
Kanye West.
Can we get a comment section going?
Crazy? He literally
Kanye
said...
Kanye West, I don't want my name remembered. To be remembered.
I got a fart. What?
Impactful, not be remembered. I don't know.
Not being remembered.
Why doesn't care about his legacy?
No.
Not Who this? Cares?
I'm done.
I think it was the second
I hope they forget
one.
About Kanye in 5 years from
Kanye
now.
Kanye West says he wants to be forgotten. Let's hope that he doesn't say anything stupid.
Oh, it's this guy.
Be forgotten.
You think he'll be forgotten?
The song.
There's ego and memory. Who designed the sidewalk? Who designed the water fountain? Who designed the stop sign? Who designed the stoplight? These things are so... ubiquitous that the person that designed them is forgotten. If it's a good idea, it's a God idea.
And you are forgotten. That's a successful design, is you're forgotten.
Yes.
Isn't that that's kind of impressive.
No, it's not.
I understand what he's saying.
Bro,
Kanye will never make anything so impactful in society. It is an everyday necessity for people's safety to not
die. No.
He literally made a stop sign, a sidewalk, a stoplight.
He's not going to invent
Grunk explaining Grunk language.
We're not saying like just Kanye is going to do that. Like that's just a thing. I forget what I was going to say. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, we are. No, okay. We're literally saying that's exactly what he said.
No, I'm not saying
I said Kanye said it pretty well.
He's probably not going to be, but
that's his goal.
Striving.
And that's his definition. Yeah.
Could be.
That's his self-actualization.
Cool. All right, well, maybe he should make a fucking stop sign, but it's yellow. And then put it somewhere else.
Like a kind of stop sign.
That wasn't even that. It's like, they kind of stop.
Damn it. Who made this? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Shit.
Well, I fuck me, this shit.
I made this guy.
What goes around comes around.
But it's like, who made this? This sucks.
Fuck made this shit.
I don't believe in that Grunk at all.
I don't believe in
karma. We're pushing 130.
Bad, evil people literally rule the world.
Evil people do rule the world.
What? Karma's real?
100%. What you put into the universe will come 100% tenfold back to you.
So why is Putin in charge for 80 years?
I don't believe karma's real.
Putin's like a billionaire and he's an evil guy.
karma 100% is real.
I didn't think about it like that.
Well, karma karma disproves.
Kim Jong-un literally owns like a part of the fucking earth and like controls millions of people. Yeah,
and he puts fake food in stores.
Maybe he just hasn't gotten what's coming. Like,
okay, wait, here's a crazy debunking theory. Assuming that karma is real, that means that self, what are you saying, determination, whatever the hell?
Predetermination
is absolutely untrue.
No.
Unless you're planning on your predetermined destiny to go ahead and punish you.
He's right.
Because
he's
make right. a bad
there
decision.
There is no level of karma. It's predetermined karma.
Yeah, you can't be a fan of karma and predetermination.
Damn.
Your karma, wouldn't you say,
yeah, come on!
Don't do that, bro. It's karma, bro. Don't do that, yeah, but bro. That's once, bad karma, bro.
But if you make that decision, you were already destined to have that bad karma and that bad shit.
Because it was destined. Yeah, because you did something wrong. If I punched your dick hard, you can't change your predetermination.
It's predetermined.
The whole point. I feel like that's good karma, bad karma is like if you're just like act in good faith and nothing bad would happen.
But what
to
if you're predetermined?
And even if something bad.
So what? It's post determination.
So it's post.
No, I dude. Like, okay, if I punch Isaac in the fucking head. Right, like,
dude,
and I'm like an asshole to every
fault.
Single one of you guys. If I'm like an asshole to every single one of you guys, I feel like that's just like bad fucking karma.
It's but not because
that
it's
is predetermined.
Predetermined.
It is your fault. It is still your fault, even if you believe in predeterminism.
Yeah,
you're still
matter.
Held accountable
it's,
for
I'm
your damn actions.
Yes.
Okay, wow. So that means your damn bad actions were going to happen the whole time, no matter what.
Yeah,
that's right. You're going to be held accountable the whole time.
Yeah, and you're going to be held accountable. It doesn't matter.
That doesn't make any sense
at
all.
That does make sense.
No, because you have no chance of getting good karma, so you're not putting shit in. It was already predetermined to go in.
Dude.
So that's not even bad karma then.
Dude, so, okay, look. If I helped, like, an old lady across the road,
you can't. You're bad karma already. Sorry, dude. You put bad in the universe.
That makes no sense. That makes no sense.
I reproved it in my head. What I said before wasn't true.
Yeah, it's not true. What you guys are saying is making
so,
any sense.
Okay, so if it? I were to... Predetermination doesn't have a right or a wrong. If I make a decision or whatever, assuming that karma is real, whatever happens to me was already predetermined to happen to me because I made the bad decision or the right, wrong, whatever the fuck decision. It was already predetermined.
Yes.
That decision was already set in stone.
Yes.
So karma is just kind of it's obsolete. Because my actions don't have
absolute
consequences.
I think to make it better
absolute.
And easier for
absolute.
Like
it's
make
absolute.
Absolute.
I'm sorry, you're right. Absolute.
To make it
absolute.
More digestible, just be a good human being, and like genuinely good things will come.
But what if you're not?
It's true.
But if you're an asshole,
it's been
guess what? Asshole things are going to come to you. I'm telling you,
it's been
you know
proven.
How I know?
If,
it's
if
been
you,
proven.
It's down
you can't
to
say be
behavior.
A good person if you're predetermined.
It's down to behavior. If you smile more, you will be statistically
but what
a happier
if you're
person.
What if you're predetermined not to smile?
You guys are fucking dumb.
Yeah, all right. Well,
predetermined not to smile.
you guys just have a whole bunch of closed-mindedness. But the truth is, if you have...
I was predetermined to have a closed mind. Let's look at this fucking podcast.
I was predetermined to have a big dick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
You thank say you got a big dick, so go back
on. Put it back on.
You're predetermined, everybody. I'm out.
Yeah, fart and poop.
Oh, thank you, Group Chat Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you
like
for joining
Logan
us.
Podcast.
Thank you for joining us.
All of our guests.
Hold on,
just
let me wrap
out.
This up. Let me wrap this up. They're already. Thank you for joining us for episode 99.9 of the Group Chat Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this very long episode. I think we're pushing an hour 30.
Yeah.
Make sure you comment down below your theories on predetermination and karma and self-actualization.
I didn't know we were going to have that conversation. The hashtag was going to be that you can use the hashtag the group chat podcast.
Or that. Yeah,
and then
what was
the
thing?
Challenge was... well, now it sounds so unserious now that we had that.
What's the challenge?
The challenge was going to be mix lean with like something crazy. And we were going to review
no, still
it.
Still do it.
Yeah,
we're
we'll going to
review
it.
Like, so use your predetermined mind.
Use your predetermined mind. Use all your good karma to make a really cool drink with lean. And then we're going to watch it.
And in order to get lean, make sure you guys use code GROUP at GamerSubs for 10% off
absolutely.
Your purchase. And we'll see you next week for episode 100.
100.
Real as fuck. We'll see you guys later. Grunk bro fist me out or something.
Good night, guys.